Pageants. As the saying goes, Miss America is a girl who lives next door. Miss USA is a girl you wished lived next door. To diversify my investments, I entered into a partnership for ownership and broadcast rights with the NBC network for the three largest beauty competitions in the world: the Miss Universe, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA pageants. Few people are aware of the large audience pageants have worldwide or the weight they carry internationally. Their value to the economies of the countries that host them is enormous, and the bidding for them is a competitive and serious business. While millions around the world tune in each year to see a new title holder crowned, few people realize just what the year entails for each young woman. All three, Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss Teen USA, become bona fide full-time employees of the Miss Universe organization and immediately put their lives on hold for a year to relocate to New York. They all move into a three-bedroom luxury suite in my Trump Place development. Whether or not you enjoy beauty pageants, they serve a good purpose aside from the celebration of beautiful young women. The importance of good works is at the center of the pageantry, and these women are using their gifts in incredible ways. In that sense, the pageants provide an excellent lesson for everyone. Marco de la Cruz, who works as a motivational coach in Los Angeles, told me how impressed he was with the contestants of the Miss USA pageant after working with them for a few weeks. He said that what might be perceived as a sexist or narcissistic event was much more than that, due to the social conscience the contestants displayed. He felt the pageant was a form of empowerment for women. I agree. What they will all be able to accomplish after this pageant is staggering. The pageant already aids the Make-A-Wish Foundation, breast cancer research, and AIDS research, and each contestant devotes a serious amount of time to a specific cause. Marco also noted the steady progression of confidence developing in each young woman as the weeks progressed. All in all, a good score. The ratings for the Miss USA pageant this year were the highest they have been in 10 years. The event took place in the glamorous and beautiful city of Los Angeles, and the contestants visited Universal Studios, Santa Monica Pier, the Queen Mary, and Hollywood. The show itself was held at the Kodak Theater, home of the Academy Awards, and was covered by Billy Bush and Nancy O'Dell for Access Hollywood. The after party and the lines to get in reminded me of Studio 54 in its heyday. After Miss USA is crowned and the credits have rolled, she flies immediately to her new Riverview Trump residence in New York, where she will spend her reign pursuing professional goals and making appearances on behalf of our charitable partners. No other pageant system in the world is set up this way. Every other beauty queen stays home until she's called to make an appearance. When not traveling around the world, our title holders spend every week volunteering during the day and attending A-list events at night. As Miss USA 2004, Shandy Finnessy is an official spokesperson for breast and ovarian cancer awareness. She will assist in raising millions of dollars on behalf of these organizations. The benchmark is enormously high. As Miss USA 2003, 24-year-old Susie Castillo helped raise $28 million for the same cause. Shandy happens to be a gorgeous blonde who was working toward her doctorate degree in counseling, and she is an advocate for mentally challenged children. Shandy has traveled to Korea to entertain troops with the USO and will travel later in the year to the Middle East. When a woman becomes Miss Universe, her world is turned upside down. When Jennifer Hawkins, Miss Universe 2004, left her home in Australia for the pageant in Quito, Ecuador, she was able to be in Sydney without being recognized. Now, having been featured on the cover of every magazine and newspaper down under, and having been the subject of several television shows, she has become an instant celebrity. In her new role as spokesperson for HIV and AIDS awareness, Jennifer has been a moderator at the International AIDS Conference in Bangkok, and she will spend the year meeting with world leaders focused on this terrible pandemic. She is also one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen.